You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 904 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's talk. Okay, who are the best undefeated teams?
The best undefeated teams right now are...
The worst of the undefeated is the Bears. That's not even arguable.
Yeah, no, they're the worst. I would say right now I've got... Let me look good. Well, I'd say it's Seattle right now before the game is played tonight, and whoever's 3-0 is the winner.
That's the best team?
Best 3-0 team. There's two teams that are 2-0.
Right.
They play tonight, and whoever wins that one, probably 3-0. Seattle's better than Pittsburgh.
Seattle has looked better than...
I think Seattle's better than
City has this year.
Buffalo. Yeah, but Kansas City's 2-0. If they win on the road against the Ravens, I'll give it to KC.
Yeah, I don't think they will, but...
Seattle's so hurt right now. I don't know if people realize how hurt Seattle is defensively.
They lost Carson yesterday, too.
They lost Carson. They lost Jamal. They lost...
He looked like corners are all out on the sidelines watching.
It was a groin.
Yeah.
Did you see how they lost Carson?
Yeah,
did you see that twist?
Yeah.
Oof, one guy lays on him, the other guy twists underneath.
Well, Al Woods just turned, like, did a gator death roll on him.
I know.
And then twist. That's got to be something they look at.
When that was on, when he was on the ground
with him, but another guy landed on top and stopped him from being able to turn.
Well, that was Al Woods.
Al Woods did the torque, jumped the torquing.
Yeah.
He did the torquing, and then the other guy who didn't have really not much to do with it just kept him from being able to roll around.
Yeah.
So his knee just.
It just. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you don't find that guy for that. That was
no twisting him like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So well, it was so late.
So you got the Ravens number one. You got okay. So the Bears are the worst 3-0 team. The Steelers are the second worst 3-0 team.
Yeah.
The Titans are the third worst.
They're 0-3 against the spread. There are 3-0 team that's 0-3. There's five teams that have not covered against the spread. The Texans. The Cowboys, the Eagles, the Titans. It's hard to go 0-3 and 0-3, but the Jets, the Tennessee Titans, the Texans, the Cowboys, and the Eagles, all 0-3.
Against the spread. So the worst is the Bears, second worst is the Steelers, third worst is the Titans. So how do you rank the Bills? The Packers and the Seahawks. You like Baltimore. Whoever wins tonight is the best.
Yeah.
Seattle's second best.
Yep.
Bills or Packers next.
Well, no. I would say if the Ravens win, I would say either way, these two teams are still better than Seattle. Seattle has too many injuries on defense, and their defense not good enough. So I would say both of these teams are still better than Seattle. Russell Wilson is the MVP favorite.
Of the undefeated teams.
Yeah. Oh, the undefeated teams, yeah. Yeah, whoever wins and then Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't think
Bills and then Bills or Packers.
I'd say or Steelers.
No,
I don't think it's Steelers either. No. But I'm throwing the Steelers in there.
I think the Steelers are the second worst.
The Packers.
Man, they're good, bro.
He's doing a great job without Davante Adams. This is why Aaron Rodgers is special. He doesn't have his new Hopkins, and what does he do? He takes an undrafted free agent, Alan Lazard, and turns him into a star.
Well, and Vontaze Scantling, and
it doesn't matter.
Aaron Jones is really good.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, yeah, they
and
know
Williams how, picks up some tough.
Yeah, they know too. How to scout.
Yep.
Yeah, they know how to evaluate talent. But just think about it.
He didn't have Davante Adams last night.
He's a grow. Yeah, no, he didn't.
Against New Orleans.
He didn't have him against New Orleans. And what did he do? He just said, oh, we'll just take this slow, undrafted free agent from Iowa State, and we'll just cut him loose. Aaron Rodgers made a throw when he was rolling left. Did you see that? Where he got his shoulder squared and just did the Aaron flick, and he threw it down the field 40-some-odd yards to Lazard, who caught it at the three. It was – or. 3-2-3, something like that. It was one of the most beautiful passes I've ever seen. Rolling left and turns his footwork to turn square and release it, and then it's just a beautiful tight spiral that feathers in. I think he is the best passer of the football that we've ever seen. Now, Dan Marino is right there too, but Dan Marino couldn't really do it on the move. Dan Marino was a pocket, but he had an unbelievable release.
Couldn't really do it on the move.
No. And it got worse after he tore his Achilles.
He tore his Achilles, and it was over.
He tore his Achilles.
Well, but even still, he was a pocket guy.
Yeah, he was before then. But he tore his Achilles like in the mid-90s, and then it was really bad. But he still was gritty. But Aaron Rodgers, holy crap. He's been around since 05, and he's making throws like that. And guess what? He's completed a pass. The only first-rounder he's ever completed a pass to, Mercedes Lewis, who was a first-rounder for somebody else. Aaron Rodgers is an example of, if you want to be considered an elite quarterback, do it with Drew Brees did it with Marcus Colston, who was a seventh-rounder. Do it with guys who you make better. Alan Lazard, Aaron Rodgers makes him better. Devontae's a legit dude. There's no question about it. Wasn't a first rounder, but he's a legit talent. Aaron Rodgers is still winning games with Devontae Adams on the... He's going in there and hanging up over 30 on the Saints in New Orleans without Devontae Adams. Dude, that's an elite quarterback.
That is unbelievable.
At some point, we can't always make excuses about, DeAndre Hopkins isn't here, because this happens. This happens in the league. Sometimes you lose your guys and you got to take other guys and turn them into guys.
Would you rather have the Packers receivers or the Texans?
Well, do I get Devontae Adams?
Without Devontae Adams.
No, Texans.
And yet Aaron Rodgers was able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got Valdes-Scantling. He's got Lazard. I would rather have Cooks, Fuller.
Well, let's not forget how messed up the Packers management was by not drafting a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Okay?
Drafting a quarterback.
They screwed him.
Running back.
Yeah. They screwed Aaron Rodgers.
12 of 15 picks since Aaron Rodgers was quarterback, 12 of 15 have been on defense. First round picks. Aaron Rodgers doesn't get a whole lot of help, and all he does is just go out there and ball.
Yep.
That's when you're an elite talent. If you're always saying that you have to have everything around you all the time, like everything has to be perfect, you're not an elite quarterback. You can be a good quarterback, but you can't be elite.
Well, look at what Deshaun did yesterday. Just nonstop. Bam, bam.
The first half he did.
All over.
I would say, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, okay, you want to draft the quarterback for the future, that's fine. But I got Aaron Jones. You're going to draft the guy who we're going to give 7 attempts to in the first 3 games in the second round, AJ Dillon?
Why did they do that?
I get they want a banger.
Williams is their guy.
Aaron Jones, you want to... AJ Dillon taking him in the second round means at best you're taking carries away from one of your most dynamic playmakers by taking carries away from Aaron Jones.
I think they did that to have a lightning and thunder attack. But the thing is, AJ Dillon, he's 250, but he doesn't run like he's 250. He's kind of a finesse back, and he's more of a zone back. I think that move was done for the future beyond this year. It was maybe for next year. I think that's what that was. But it still doesn't make sense, though. You still could have helped out your offense, because even if Aaron Rodgers isn't there after this year, you still need wide receiver help. So,
but
I don't know.
Do you get Dylan? But Williams is your tough yardage guy.
Yeah, but they've had him for 3 or 4 years.
But
he'll be gone, I think, after this year, maybe.
So? I mean, you didn't need a second-round running back.
Yeah, to your point, you could have done it later. Yes. Yeah.
Mike. Oh, no, it's 9:13, ESPN 97.5. I'm excited. But stay here, because I want to talk about this matchup tonight. It's going to be good. But right now, we need some testosterone in our body.
Men's T Clinic can help you on that front. 5 locations in the Houston area. Men's T Clinic is the ones who they test you. You go in. You can drop in, but I would go to the website and set up an appointment. It's very, very easy. You go in there. You give them your insurance information. You get tested. Within a few minutes, you get your results back. You can leave if you want to, and they can call you with your results. And if your testosterone is below the level that it's supposed to be, they can start to treat you. Now safety is first, so if you're not below that level, they're not going to treat you. If you are below that level, they're very careful to monitor the results to see how you're doing. You weigh each week. They check your weight. They make sure that, you know, you're not retaining water or anything like that. And then, once they get it fine-tuned, once they dial in the perfect amount of testosterone for you, you have peace of mind of knowing that your energy level is going to rise very quickly. I saw the results in 3 days. But the second thing is, after 2 or 3 months, you're going to see a big difference in body type, where you're going to lean down. Your lean muscle mass will be much, much better. You're going to see a spike in libido, potentially, if that's an issue for you. And you're also going to notice that your quality of life begins to elevate. And quality of life is a big deal. That's why insurance covers this in most cases. Men's T Clinic.com. 5 locations. Go find one nearest you. And don't just Don't just, you know, give in to the way you're feeling right now and that couch potato mentality. Get back to being the real you at mensteaclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know. I mean, my buddy just texted me. Happy Yom Kippur. Do you say that? Is that what you say? Do you say Happy Yom Kippur?
Oh, no.
It's the holiest of holidays for today, so... For all of you of the Jewish persuasion, Happy Yom Kippur. I don't know if that's like Merry Christmas or Happy Easter. I don't know if you say Happy Yom Kippur.
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
My buddy, what you need to do, my buddy just texted me and he said, please forgive me. You ask your friends and family for forgiveness at this time of the year.
You're the wrong person to ask.
Well, no, he did. He asked me for forgiveness. He said, I wish you absolutely no harm except in golf when I play you. I told him that you caused me no pain whatsoever ever in golf because you're terrible. So to all the Jewish persuasion,
we should do that too.
You're not supposed to say that. It's a day about
atonement.
Self examination. Maybe I don't know if atonement is part of that, but Happy Yom Kippur is not appropriate.
That's not appropriate.
No.
Okay. Well, Mary. Yom Kippur?
No. Yom Kippur is not about being happy. It's about thinking. It's about self-examination.
Okay. Well, miserable Yom Kippur? Is that what you say?
I don't think that's it.
That's not it?
Jewish people spend the holiday fasting and reflecting on sins committed over the past year.
Yeah. And ask for forgiveness from their friends.
I guess, but that's not part of this definition.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So, no. Happy
Yom
Kippur.
Okay. Mediocre Yom Kippur.
No.
Well, if it's not happy,
no.
It's not miserable.
There's a specific greeting you're supposed to say, but I don't want to butcher it because
what is it?
I think it's in Yiddish or Hebrew, and I'm not sure
what does it say?
I don't know. You can look it up. Yom Kippur greeting. I don't want to butcher it, but it's there.
I'll do it.
I know you will.
Let me see. Yom Kippur greeting. I'm Jewish.
No, you're not, actually. It's pretty clear.
Why would
you're not,
you make that
I'm part of the community.
You're not.
Yes,
why?
Because
you coach baseball?
Just because you live there doesn't make you Jewish.
You're not Jewish. Stop saying
you,
you're part
you
of the community.
You appropriate everyone's culture.
Yeah, he is an appropriator. Habitual line
he
stepper,
does that.
Even.
He is a habitual line stepper.
Alan says, it's not Alcoholics Anonymous. We don't ask for forgiveness from
our
friends.
Yeah, I told you.
No, my buddy does. He just has, no, he every year he calls me or texts me and says, please forgive me.
Well, I don't think he's supposed to.
He said, Alan says, it's a Jewish holiday. We don't ask for forgiveness from our friends. Jews always hold grudges. The way to find out if somebody's Jewish is drop some... Oh, stop.
Oh, you can't do
no.
that.
Nope.
He's Jewish. That's not. Okay. Gemar Chatima Tova.
That is the greeting. It's
That's
not
it.
Merry or Happy Yom
That's
Kippur.
That's a tennis player.
Ooh. No.
What are you doing?
Patina Tova?
You're as bad as he is. You know, you're as bad as John.
That's just John.
Jamar Chatima Tova. customary greeting. And that's what I always say to my peeps in Bel Air.
That's not true.
During the break, John's like, hola. Oh, no, no, estoy bien. Claro que sí. Sí. Yeah. He was just speaking fluid Spanish.
Yeah.
Just during a break on a phone call.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of different nationalities. Right. And John is one of the most diverse people I know. He is Mr. Diversity. He always does this.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Well, no one can see Spanish.
I'm dark meat.
He just said he was part of several communities.
I'm part of the Jewish community, Chinese community.
Let's break that down.
Part of several communities.
Let's break something down.
Okay.
If you say that you're dark meat, which is inappropriate, but whatever, you say it, that's on you. Why do you think you need to rub your forearm to prove that?
Just look.
Can't people just look at you and determine?
Well, but no, they can't see me.
But what? Then why are you rubbing yourself?
I don't know.
Yeah, they can't see you. No, then stop rubbing your forearm.
Well, it's just showing you. That's dark meat.
You're showing the people in the studio that you're dark meat.
Right.
Yeah, we see what you look like.
It's not Feliz Yom Kippur, cabrones. That's not it.
It's not.
It's not it. On Rosh Hashanah, it is written. On Yom Kippur, it is sealed. Okay. Thank you, Des. We appreciate that. 703-780-3777. I just wanted to wish a Merry Yom Kippur to everybody.
That's not the appropriate response to Yom Kippur. It's not Merry Yom Kippur. I can tell you it's not. People have told you it's not.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
are you Jewish? Are you in the Jewish community like I am?
That's why you're not. That's why I ask questions and it tells me don't say that. Now you can go hang out with your buddies and go up to every Jewish person that's your friend and go, Happy Yom Kippur, and see what looks
it's
you get.
It's Merry. That'd be like saying Happy Christmas. It's Merry Yom Kippur.
It's not. Speaking of a religion that doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's get Mike in here. Monday Night Football. How about that? What do you say, Mike?
Hey, I just want to get you guys' opinion on the game tonight. I feel like Lamar probably has something to prove, and they maybe are going to pull that one out. But don't want to pick either side of it, but definitely think the over is a good look. What's you guys' opinion?
You like the over? I kind of like the over, too.
Yeah, I actually like – I think I like the Chiefs a little bit in this matchup.
Really? I like Baltimore.
Yeah, I think I like the Chiefs a little bit, +3.5. I like it plus the number, but because it's past the key number. But I do think there's going to be plenty of points scored, and I think it will be a really good one. We had a good one last night. I think this will be there were some really fun games. The Cowboys game was fun to watch against Seattle. The end of the Rams and not really the Eagles, Bengals so much, but the end of the Rams – Bills, the Falcons game, the
Texans game
last night, not so much the Texans game.
What are you talking
about?
And
then I think this one's going to live up to the hype. I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah,
I am really excited.
Remember
about
when
this
the Rams and Chiefs played?
This is a game we thought we were getting last year, and Buffalo. I mean, the Tennessee Titans busted it out, so we finally get to see it.
Yep. Yeah, this is gonna be a fun game tonight. I like Baltimore though. I like Baltimore.
Go find the sound dial of Lewis Riddick is asking Lamar Jackson, like, what is it you take away from Pat Mahomes' game that you kind of use? Go find that sound bite. It's on Twitter somewhere. He's doing a Zoom interview with him or whatever through the computer. And go get Lamar Jackson's response as he talks about
take away from Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, like what you know, you admire him. Like, what do you in his game? What do you see in his game that you try to emulate stuff like that? It's an interesting answer.
Okay, we'll find that. In the meantime, let's get Kerry in here. He's got some positive Texans talk. That's what we needed. Positive Texans talk. What's up, Kerry?
Yeah, so you've been pretty rough on the Texans today. So I had to do some positive talk. So bear with me. Score's 28-21 in the fourth quarter. 4:47 left. Steelers get the ball in their own 31. Of course, Connor gets a 25-yard run on first down. Let's don't talk about that. But 4th and 1, 3:11 left. Still have plenty of time, Texans do. Quick slant for a easy first down. Let's don't talk about that. That's not the positive I was going to get to. Then on the 27 and 3rd and 9, of course, Ben throws a quick slant or a quick out to Claypool, who, this is a positive, runs it down to the 2-yard line. E. Murray was going into the end zone. E. Murray tackles him, forces a fumble, talking about not quitting, Steelers have the ball on the two, and guess what happens? They quit. They do not even go in for the extra score. Texans hold tight, defensive stand of the night. And let me tell you something. You may not think that's positive, but when you have a two-team teaser with the Pats and the Texans plus 10, positive.
I hate to rain on your parade, but it still went over the total. So,
well, no.
I didn't have the total. Plus 10
only teaser.
Suckers played the total.
Yeah, but no one. They didn't.
Think you just
they went over the
sucker.
Total. They didn't go under.
Well, he called you a
and
sucker.
The Texans did everything they could to keep that game under.
They did. They had
second half no
41
points.
41 total yards in the second half, and they still went over. Jerks and losers. Well, unless you had the over.
Yeah.
Unless you had the over.
Depends on what side you're on.
And a teaser, apparently.
Right. But, yeah, there's a lot. You had a lot of negatives leading up to that positive, Kerry.
He took you on a story, and he got to the positive.
That goal line stand was a bunch of kneeling.
They forced the Steelers to kneel.
And the announcer was, I guess the announcer was right. Who was the color guy yesterday?
It was Charles.
Charles Davis. Did you hear what he said?
You just call him the color guy?
Yeah, he's the color.
Wow.
The analyst.
Dell.
What?
You're not supposed to say that
I
anymore.
I said color.
And you're talking about them taking a knee? You're saying the Steelers are taking a knee?
I said the color guy.
He didn't add erectile dysfunction to the end of that.
And you're talking about the Steelers taking a knee nonstop?
I didn't add an ED. Did you hear what he said about fumbling?
No.
What did he say?
Well, Benny Snell has the fumble problem. He said, you know, as they were trying to work the clock and move down the field, he said, better that Benny Snell dies as a young child than fumble in this situation.
Wait, what?
Better that he never existed to play running back?
That
better
can't that be what he
better
said.
Than you, better that you die as a young child than fumble in this situation.
That can't be what CD
exactly
said.
That's exactly what he said.
There's no way.
I was like, "Oh, awful
CD
announcing."
Would never say that.
Awful announcing is going to catch this one. That was a little aggressive.
I really hope Benny Snell didn't overcome some childhood illness, or it's going to get worse for Charles Davis.
Man, but all of the kids that die, Charles.
Come
really?
On, there's no way. I'm looking this up because so far nobody has it yet.
It's exactly what he said. We were sitting there, and we all went, "Ooh, whoa, that's a little aggressive, Charles. A little aggressive."
Well, don't you think some Steeler fan would have said something similar if he had fumbles?
Well, probably. I wish you died as a young
child. I wish you had died as a young child and fumble. I have the Lamar.
He was telling a story about his high school coach or college coach who used to say that to their team.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't care. That's... We had an old coach that used to say, better you die as a young child than fumble.
It's an anecdote.
No. Yeah, it's a little aggressive as an anecdote. I might not share that one, but it's a little different than CD saying it in his own words. I'm
Benny Snell, it's better that you have died. Yeah.
It's better that you die as a child than fumble in this spot here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa, what? So CD, Ian Eagle, that's it. What we're talking about here. Here, listen to this. Monday Night Football. Here is what Lamar Jackson takes away from Pat Mahomes. Listen here.
And when you look at Pat, I mean, and I know, you know, I've heard you say this many times, you know, I'm not playing against him, I'm playing against their defense, he's playing against our defense. But when you watch his game, and when quarterbacks watch one another, are there certain things that you really like about his game that you go, you know, I need to try and do a little bit of that? I mean, there has to be some of that, right? I mean, you guys kind of take from one another, don't you, a little bit?
Nah. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't.
Okay. That's cool. That makes sense. Well,
talk about uncomfortable for Lewis.
Nah. Okay. Well, I don't have any follow-ups for that, huh?
Did Mahomes win a Heisman?
Nah.
I interviewed.
Was he MVP last year?
Nah.
I interviewed Lamar Jackson. Well, it was all three of us, me, Bucky Brooks, and Money Smith, interviewed him. At the combine, he came over to the we were remote. He was on set, like we were up in a different place, but he's there on the field. And the producer goes, So you're gonna get a lot of one word answers. So be ready for follow ups that make him talk. He actually was okay with us. He was okay. But that is true. When you interview
Lamar Jackson, you better be ready for like a one. You better be ready with your second question because the first may not get an answer.
Well, Riddick was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That
makes sense here.
I guess that was a quote from John Heisman about better to. Well, you know what? Don't use that anymore. There's a lot of quotes.
The Heisman?
Yeah.
Heisman, John?
There's a lot of Hitler quotes we don't use anymore.
Are you the Heisman family like a word with
you? Are you comparing John Heisman to Hitler?
Well, dying as a small child should not be used anymore. I'm just saying.
Hey, that's a football coach
that's thing.
Look at liberal soft John now.
I know, all of a sudden he's gone soft. You want a participation ribbon for your show?
931 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I can tell you this. You don't get a participation ribbon for grilling if you are using a grill that's uneven. You don't have the same temperature in different parts of your grill. And I know it happens. It happens especially with gas grills where a different part of the grill will heat differently, especially over time. You get the same thing with charcoal where unless you get it spread out perfectly, you don't get the same temperature. With one of these grills from Texas Star Grill Shop, you're going to get even cooking with even temperature, especially with these wood pellet grills. And I am a huge proponent of Traeger, of Pits and Spits, Green Mountain, Memphis, which is what I use. These are incredible. But as John mentioned earlier, DCS, you can get that. You can get the Kamado Joe ceramic cooker that you can get Weber gas. Like there is something for everyone, no matter what type of grill. And the great thing is don't feel intimidated when you go in. They have people there who know everything about every grill, and they can ask you what you like to do and what you're comfortable with and help you find the perfect grill. You're also going to find that the durability is off the charts. These things last for a long, long time. So you are making a purchase that is going to make you and then your family, if you have a family, very, very happy for years to come. Make sure that you go to Texas Star Grill Shop. Big fall sale going on right now. Don't forget their rubs, their marinades, all their barbecue accessories. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Three locations here in the Houston area. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. That is a great play. But, yeah, Texans Thoughts is a good follow. Texans underscore Thoughts. He puts a bunch of plays out and basically comments on them and whatnot. He had the play by Deshaun stepping up in the pocket, avoiding three different guys, and hitting Will Fuller for a first down to the 2-yard line. Just an unbelievable play. Of course, that was first half Deshaun. First half Deshaun and second half Deshaun were very, very different. Why? Now, that said, they didn't have the ball, but four possessions. They were three and out on three of them. They had two first downs in the second. It's just an amazing how different they looked. How long before Tim Kelly is no longer calling the plays? Is it this week?
I think week five could be, if they don't move the ball really effectively against Minnesota, it could be week five. I think Tim still calls them.
I mean, he looked great in the first half, didn't he?
I think Tim still calls them. Well, some of that's on defense. But even though you didn't get the ball back, it's not like you did anything with it when you had it, except that one drive you did.
Yeah.
Where Deshaun scrambled and then threw to Randall Cobb. Yeah. That was a good play.
There's the extent of your second half good play.
Well, you cranked up the running game. So.
You had 3 yards rushing in the second
half. How does the David Johnson... I'll go you a step further. It was David Johnson. You traded DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson and Brandon Cooks. Do they have more total yards than DeAndre Hopkins.
No, DeAndre Hopkins is leading the league in catches and yards.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But I'm talking two players. Total yards for two starters, Brandon Cooks and David Johnson. Who has more total?
Ooh, total yards?
You don't have to overthink it. Without even looking, I'm almost positive you're right. There's 138 for Brandon Cooks. Ooh, I need total to look yards? At his. Well, I need to look at his rushing yards because he did have a loss.
Oh yeah, he's my. That was a pass.
Oh yeah, it was a pop pass. Yeah. That's right. So it's 138, and then David Johnson. I'm pretty sure it's still Hop. Let's see, 134 rushing yards.
He's got 134? Wow. That's more than I would have guessed.
On 35 carries, yeah. He had a good first game.
Yeah, that's right.
He had a good first game. He had 77 yards on 11 carries the first game. 134 and then receiving. Ooh, 71 receiving yards. That's 205. John, are you sure? It's 343 for Cooks and David Johnson. What does DeAndre Hopkins have?
Total yards.
Uh-huh.
I think DeAndre's 323.
356. He still won.
He still wins.
He still wins.
356?
Yep.
To 343 for those two?
343 for those two, yeah.
356. That one guy has got more than those two that he basically... That was basically the trade.
It was the trade, yeah. Wow. And David Johnson will be here 1 year. I do not want Bill O'Brien trading James Harden. I just don't think you'll get good value.
What do you think Bill O'Brien could get for James Harden? Think he could get Alex Caruso?
I think he heads up could get Brandon Ingram.
Do you think he could get, I don't know. I think you're giving him a little credit.
No, heads up, he could probably get Ingram.
He could get Melo for him.
Yeah, I know he could get Melo. In 2016, Melo. I don't care. Stop yelling at me.
So you're paying him 10.1, but which is really 12.1 because he got $2 million for next year already. So it's guaranteed, which he won't be here. David Johnson won't be here.
They keep saying it's not that.
It is, though.
They say it's not.
It is. It's in black and white. That's the contract.
But how do you get next year guaranteed?
Next March, because he was on this roster, guaranteed.
But March is when you have to be on the roster in March to get the guarantee for next year. I've never heard of that way that you're saying.
Let's take a look at it, Lance.
Does it matter?
No, I'm telling you. He is guaranteed that money.
They just look at it as it's a one-year dump. They don't care. He'll be gone anyway.
So he's due to make $10.2 million. And his 2020 salary became fully guaranteed last March. And the 2021 mark has $2.1 million guaranteed on March 20th of this year.
That's how do you guarantee next year's salary this year?
2021 was guaranteed on March 20th of this year. So they have to pay him the 10.2 plus the 2.1. Yes, that's the case. 12.3, even if he's not on the team. So you can they can oh
it's really frankly
the Texans have never lied to you, have they? Okay.
Frankly, it's irrelevant to me because it doesn't. You can pay him up $100 million or $2 million. It doesn't matter. I mean, he's an ineffective running back right now. You can't get the running. Now he had something going the first game. You haven't gotten anything going the last two games with David Johnson.
He did score a touchdown.
Yeah, and Hop only has one touchdown. So tiesies. Tiesies. But they can dump him next year. Dead cap is $2 million. Cap it is $9 million. They'll save $7 million if they dump him.
And but he made because you picked him up, he made $12 million, 12.3 this year. Basically this year.
Yeah, you're right. It says 2.1 of 2021 salary fully guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Because of it's an injury. It's a special thing they gave out.
Oh, is it special? Yeah, it is special. I would agree with you. This contract is special. It is special. It's 9:43 ESPN 97.5. Let's catch up on breaks.
Wait, are we saying anything we didn't expect to say?
I th- thought it might be better. Well, it's the first three games, and again.
But I'm telling you, Duke Johnson has not been there in either of the other two games. Duke adds something to the rushing attack.
Oh, come on.
No, he does.
You're right. If it wasn't, he has more juice. Was there, if Duke Johnson was there, David Johnson might be if buying Duke, for the MVP.
I'll bet you if Duke is in this game, they run the ball better.
How can you run it worse? 13 for 23 yards. How can you run it worse?
Watch. Watch how much better they run this week.
13 for 23 yards.
Watch how much better they run this week with Duke Johnson back.
Well, against the Vikings?
Yeah, Vikings. You never know when the Vikings could step up.
Well, that's it, though. And I'm going to take these three. I knew they would be 0-3. I knew they would not be. I'm not surprised.
Thank you.
It's that. It's how awful they've looked doing it. But, I mean, that I knew they'd be 0-3.
Yeah.
And I still think they could be 9-7, if you want to know the truth.
And how are you going to feel?
Then I'm going to feel good about it. In all my special places.
Everybody who's cheering for the Texans to fail so Bill O'Brien gets fired.
They're not
dishonored. I mean, more than likely, I think 6-10 doesn't get him fired.
No, I don't think so either.
6-10 ain't going to get him fired. I think there's a chance they go 6-10.
The problem is, here's the deal, is that I would take away the ability to trade anyone from him. I would take that ability away.
What are you talking about? Think Cal's going to step up all of a sudden?
You know, Cal's going to say, no more trades.
Knowledge
no more trades.
Is power.
We're just all we're going to do. No more trades. You guys, you've lost that ability.
Yep. How about people who are rooting for the Texans to fail because their draft pick gets better?
No, but that's dumb.
No,
you are.
Yeah, I am.
Their draft pick.
Yeah,
gets
their
better.
Draft pick. Gets
no,
better.
The Dolphins' draft pick. Gets
yeah,
better.
I am. I'm not rooting for them to fail because of Bill O'Brien because that's silly. That ain't happening. But I do have other reasons to root for them.
All right. Well, Lance has reasons to root for Craig DeCerf.
I do have reasons to root for him, and the reason's simple. If you are looking for a brand-new vehicle, you go to LanceZCars.com. It could be a GMC. It could be a Buick. It could be a Chevy. But at Lance Z Cars, you're going to find their entire inventory in stock, and they've been restocking. They're up to 171 vehicles now. As more vehicles are produced after the COVID shutdown, you're getting a better and better selection over there at my friends at Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Craig DeCerf has been a friend for a long time. I really like him personally. I like Rick Drenner personally. I like the entire staff, whether it's service, whether it's the collision center, or whether it's just purchasing a new car. They are going to treat you like family, and I am not saying that just to say it. You don't get hassled. You don't get hustled. They will offer you very fair prices. You're going to find the lowest prices and the best trade-in values. And now you're getting more and more selection than ever before. Make sure that you take advantage of the stylish vehicles they have in stock, including the brand new Buick Encore, the brand new GMC Acadia, or the Texas edition Chevy Silverado. It's all waiting for you out in Angleton. They'll even deliver the car into Houston for you. Shop online to start the process at LanceZCars.com.
Loaded and ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Froggy Fresh and Moneymaker Mike and Gator Jones and Jimmy Butler. This for the Bulls. Yeah, I'm talking about that man, Jimmy Butler. Put your weapon on the cab, they some busters. I ain't gonna lie, LeBron, you's a baller. But Jimmy Butler is a baller. Yeah, I'm talking about that man, Jimmy Butler. Put your weapon on the cab, they some busters. I ain't gonna lie, LeBron, you's a baller. But Jimmy Butler is a baller. The end of the 2010 season. Cavs fans nervous because they knew LeBron was leaving. And he did. Took his talents down to South Beach. Built that Frankenstein team and won a couple rings. Dang, Cleveland, tell me what the heck is that? First you burn the dude's jerseys, then you buy them back. LeBron left you like a hot girl in high school. Then when the heat broke up, you took him back, fool. Do you smell that? Some smell like desperation.
Froggy Fresh. And the hook is what?
Who is
that?
The
hook is Froggy Fresh. It's Froggy Fresh. He goes by a different name now. But he even said at the end, he goes, Jimmy Butler, damn LeBron, you's a baller, but Jimmy Butler is your father. That's the hook. He caught the, it's been, the prophecy has been foretold, and he's right. Jimmy Butler versus LeBron. And what he says, what Froggy Fresh says is, Jimmy Butler is your father.
Dale, you like this? What do you think about this matchup?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about that song.
What about that song?
It's not great. It's not great. Particularly because he's dressed like Michael Jordan. Like, mm-hmm. He even has the...
all three of them have Michael and, well, Scotty.
They have the big three from the Bulls' second run. But he also has, like, the Michael, like, calf, I don't know, thing on just like Mike did. Or he has, like, a wristband or an on... Not a wristband, but a whatever. The same thing Mike did when he was playing. It's not great for him, Froggy Fresh. As far as the matchup is concerned, I don't know. The Lakers have the two best players in the series, clearly, but if you go depth-wise, when's the next time you get to a Laker player when you start going down the list of Heat players? LeBron and AD, then Bam, Jimmy, Goran,
Bro, Tyler Hero, I'm just
Duncan
telling you.
Robinson, is then Rondo, who's the next best?
Duncan Robinson can fire it, and Tyler Hero right now is just not, I mean... Who do the Lakers have coming off of their bench who can play like Tyler Hero?
They don't have a guy.
It's explosive like that.
They don't. LeBron's gravity and AD's gravity is what helps those other guys play.
Well, is it Kuzma a possibility? I mean, he's got the potential to be that.
I don't think
I've been hearing that for a while.
Can be a guy who just go gets his own.
Kuzma will pop off in the series for a bit. He'll have a big game, one game.
Did he have one against the Nuggets?
I give the Heat a real shot. I give them a very real shot of winning this.
Oh, no, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, they're prohibitive underdogs, which makes sense because the Lakers are a public team. They have the two best.
What is it?
I thought I saw it at like minus 340.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. What? Yeah, it's a disrespectful total.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Man, the Lakers are lucky they didn't get the Clippers because, I mean, that was a great matchup for them, Denver.
Yeah,
they haven't not been tested, whereas the Heat had to go through the Bucks and the Celtics.
Yeah, now the Heat had made quick work of the Bucks, and the Celtics pushed them to six a little bit. They both have the same record in the
minus 360 plus 290.
Yeah, both 12 and 3 this postseason.
That's very disrespectful. I'll take 3-1 on the Heat all day.
Agreed.
Yeah, and Kuzma so far in these playoffs doesn't have a 20-point game. He's been okay. He's been okay shooting the ball. He was okay shooting the ball in the last series. And really, overall, he hasn't been bad shooting the ball, So particularly after the first-round series. So he's been okay. But the issue for the Heat is how much attention AD and LeBron will generate, and then what that means for open shots for the other guys, which it always is on LeBron teams. But as far as their players themselves, I'm not – particularly concerned about the rest of those guys. It's just that their two best players make it so much easier for everybody. But I like the Heat's chances. I think they got a real shot. Particularly because they don't back down when it matters. Now, if the Lakers are so far ahead in the fourth quarters that the clutch stuff doesn't become an issue, so be it. But the Heat have been dominant in fourth quarters and really in clutch minutes, period. That team shows up and makes plays.
Right. Wow, this is... What do you think the favorite in the series is? The exact result?
Lakers 4-2.
Lakers 4-1.
That's the favorite?
That's the favorite. Next is 4-2. Next is 4-0. And next is Lakers 4-3. And then Heat 4-3.
What are Heat 4-3? What's that?
Plus 800.
Dang, what's Heat 4-2?
Heat 4-2 is plus 1,100.
And 4-1?
Heat 4-1 is 18. Heat wins 4-0, 50.
I just think if you like the Heat and you're willing to play it for $100 to win the series, you just pay $25 on each one of those.
Yeah.
And just hope that the Heat sweep.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. And all of them pay, you know what, you make money on all of them. So,
what has the best chance of happening? The Texans win the next two? Remember, the next two are Minnesota at home and Jacksonville here? They're both at home, right?
They're both at home.
Yeah. Okay. What has the best odds of happening? The Texans win both games, the Miami Heat win the series, or the Astros win the series?
Texans going 2-0.
They're going to be favored.
They're
going
to be favored in both.
Yep.
And the Heat win the series would be the next. I guess Texans going 2-0 would be the first, right? Would be the favorite?
Well, you just tie up the two.
Well, I'm not talking about what Vegas would say. Which do you think would happen more?
Well, I'm saying if you parlayed them, whatever the odds are, the money lines, you'd probably get to even money. So, yeah, they'd be the favorite. Because Miami is an underdog. I don't think you get more than even money if you parlayed the money line for the Texans.
What do you think is most likely? Not what are the best odds, but what do you think is most likely to happen?
Well, I think Astros are last.
Yes.
And then comes Miami, then comes Texans.
Really?
I think the Texans have the best shot.
And going to 2-0.
Yeah. I think so.
I think the Heat's got a pretty good shot of winning this series. I can't believe these are the odds for this.
I can. I don't agree with him, but I can't.
But the Heat have been disrespected this whole time.
I know. And they've been awesome.
Yeah. They're not despite the history, it's Jimmy Butler who was questioned about even going to Miami. He was like, well, are you really going down there to win or just retire? That was a thought. And Jimmy was like, no, I'm a pretty good basketball player. I can change a franchise. And look, the Heat have two all-stars, but they're not looked at as superstars. Look, we saw Bam take over that fourth quarter. He said, okay, enough. I mean, it got to 96-90. Celtics, Tyler Hero, as you mentioned, hit a couple shots just because he just has stones. Hit a couple shots to get him back in. And then Bam's like, okay, it's Daniel Theis, Grant Williams. You guys can't guard me. I'm going to make plays either getting to the bucket or assisting guys. And he did that throughout that fourth quarter. I think Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo combined – they assisted or scored 27 of the last 30 points in that closeout game. But they're not, despite what they've done, they're not respected. The team as a whole is a bunch of either young guys or veterans or guys who no one thinks are stars.
So Bam is on Anthony Davis? Or Olynyk?
Olynyk probably won't start. I mean, they'll probably keep their... They'll go with their starting five, which is Bam, and then they have the small ball four and Crowder and Butler and Duncan and Gorin. So the Lakers will, if the Lakers dominate, which they might rebounding, that might change the lineup, but they won't start Olynyk.
So
Bam will stay with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, and then Crowder on LeBron.
Butler or the zone. You're probably gonna see a lot of zone, which means you won't.
He's still
gonna
put somebody on him.
No, but. Yeah. I understand that, but the zone is the point where can't...
Well, if Dragic ends up on him, he's just going to shoot over.
Well, they're not going to hunt... Dragic will be in the corners. They won't... And Duncan will be, too. They like to keep length at the top. They don't allow teams to hunt matchups with the zone. So you have Jimmy Butler and Crowder at the top, and Bam in the middle, and you have your two smaller guards on the wings, which is an inverted zone. Teams don't usually do that. So the Heat will use the zone to try to keep the Lakers from hunting those favorable matchups.
I just think when you look at the matchup, the Heat have six guys who all know their roles. I mean, at least six guys. And they all play their roles effectively. And they're all pretty good at what they do, what they're asked to do, at least in the postseason. You have a willful player in Jimmy Butler. Obviously, the Lakers have a very willful player in LeBron James who can impose his will. But once you get past Anthony Davis, who I don't think is all that willful, he's just talented, you have now a bunch of guys who are wild cards. Markieff Morris, Kuzma, Rondo, you start getting into guys that you don't know if they'll show up. I know Miami's guys are going to show up. It's funny. I think LeBron's going to have to really step up and play really well in this series. I am really surprised that they're more than 3-1 favorite. That's surprising to me. That's not who I think they bounced back and played well in series after they lose the first ones, but I don't think the Rockets gave them a very good look, honestly. I was disappointed with the look the Rockets gave.
You were disappointed in the look the Rockets gave you against the Lakers?
Yeah, I didn't think they really gave the Lakers the... Yeah.
Really? I didn't think...
I thought they could have played better.
Oh, wow. You did?
Yeah.
Wow, no one thought that.
Well, that's why people come here, to hear things they don't expect.
Yeah, that is very unexpected. You didn't think that they gave him a very good look.
No, I thought the Rockets would play better.
Okay. Wow. See, that's something you haven't said. Now, the series is over for how long now? And that's the first time we've heard that. Mm-hmm. That someone was disappointed.
I like that. I like when they came back in game two. That was cool. And then after that, it wasn't very cool anymore.
Okay. All right. How was it after game two? It went well.
It depends on what side you had.
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. And what side did you have? because my bookie is ready to take any side that you want. You know where I went to find out all those odds right now? That's at my bookie. So let's go. NFL week odds, week three odds, four odds, player props, total points, first half lines, quarter lines, AFC division odds, NFC division odds, Super Bowl odds, NFL specials, NBA game odds, first half, playoff series, U.S. presidential election odds. Let's see where we're at right now. Who's the favorite right now? So you can bet on all of these things. Right now, presidential election winner, Trump plus 100, Joe Biden minus 130. The favorite is Joe Biden. You can go bet it right now. Which way do you think? All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and there's more. All kinds of stuff. Whatever you want. They'll match your initial deposit, and they pay. When you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.